Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Japanese auto parts supplier Takata took a defiant stand against lawmakers at a hearing on Capitol Hill today. The company is facing pressure from federal regulators to expand a recall of defective airbags. But as Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd reports, Takata has refused.
Exploding Takata airbags that send metal shards flying inside the vehicle have been linked to at least 5 deaths. Long-term exposure to humid air can cause the airbags' inflators to burn faster than they're supposed to. More than 11 million cars with Takata airbags have already been recalled in this country, but it's been limited to hot, humid states like Hawaii and Florida. Now federal regulators want more. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration gave Takata a deadline of midnight last night to expand the recall to all 50 states. At a House committee hearing today, Takata executive Hiroshi Shimazu wasn't ready to comply.
Takata continues to believe that the public safety is best served if the area of high absolute humidity remains a priority for the replacement of suspect inflators.
Shimazu says his company was sincerely sorry for any injuries caused by its airbags, but the company maintains it shouldn't be subjected to the government's demand to expand the recall. Representative Jan Schakowsky, a Democrat from Illinois, was not impressed by Takata's argument that only the manufacturer was responsible for conducting a recall.
Mr. Shimizu, do you agree that Takata is not required to decide in good faith whether your products contain a safety-related defect?
Congresswoman, I agree with that statement. It's based on the data we have, doesn't support to change from regional recall to national recall at this moment.
Executives from Toyota, BMW, and Honda also testified. Honda's Rick Shostak said it would do what Takata hasn't.
We want to inform you that Honda is going to expand our existing regional safety improvement campaign on affected driver airbag inflators to a national campaign. Why are we doing this? Because our customers have concerns, and we want to address them.
Shostak says expanding to a national recall won't be easy for Honda.
We believe this expansion and acceleration of current action, we believe there will be a part shortage that may occur, despite Takata's efforts to increase the supply of inflators.
Takata's Hiroshi Shimazu says the company is making 350,000 replacement kits a month. He says by January, production should go up to 450,000 kits. Republican Joe Barton from Texas says at that rate, getting millions of airbags replaced would take a year and a half.
Or longer. Do you think that's acceptable?
Speedy enough. We understand the issues. So that's why we are discussing to add the capacity of the productions. But we do everything we can do at this moment.
Well, what does the driver do with a vehicle that's in a recall that's not going to be repaired for another year and a half or 2 years? Do you just disconnect the airbag? Just hope you don't have an accident?
No, it's impossible.
Shimazu says by focusing its recall on humid areas, the company can keep up. But no matter how Takata responds, it faces a difficult and expensive road ahead. Scott Upham heads Valiant Market Research. He says Takata's situation is precarious.
And I think a large part of that is due to the liability as well as the cost implications. And really, they're going to be on the hook to produce millions and millions of replacement parts, which right now they've really haven't shown an ability to come up with a game plan on how to produce those parts within their own production facilities.
Takata faces fines of up to $35 million if it doesn't comply with the government's order. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.